Blog Talk Radio.
Are you ready to awaken to the truth of your soul? Welcome to today's episode of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show with your host, Nadia Khalil.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to today's show. Today is Wednesday, already May 16th, 2018. Just smack dab in the middle of the week, Relationship Wednesday, not just any Wednesday. It is Relationship Wednesday. And today's topic, as subtle as today's is, and Mondays and Tuesdays, you know, just a topic like yesterday where we were understanding. But the power of understanding. And every once in a while, we get these subtle weeks where the topics aren't these big blockbuster topics. They're the topics that make the biggest movements in our life. They literally result in the quality of our lives. And there is a quality. We don't think about it. We think when we're home, well, nobody knows we live like this or we do that. And it's not even big stuff. It's just maybe you might take your time. You might not rush. You might, you know, not be so busy. And yet something in us tells us something's wrong with certain things in our lives. So those subtle movements, those subtle understandings of yourself, of other people, they all fall into place when you pay attention to them, the brand new awareness. I was working with a woman yesterday, and I was telling her, you know, you're tired because you're doing a lot of things for other people that they can do themselves. And she looked at me, and her eyes just filled up with tears, like in a second. I didn't think I was saying anything that big. But because she knew it was true, and it opened her eyes in awareness. She's very soft-spoken, very nice, kind of looks like, you know, she's not really put all together in order. But she is. That's her strength. But she knew it was true. And there's something about relationships, even, you know, I just had met her yesterday, but even in situations where you are in a relationship and you say, what's so hard about being with someone? And a lot of times it's the same thing. You're doing things you don't need to be doing, but sometimes we're not doing the things we do need to be doing. And that is to give autonomy, to allow the other person to be who they are, to feel that. You know, why are relationships so complicated? Because they are, but yet they are simple. And the ones that can be simple with that complication of their personalities and working things out and talking things out and understanding that you aren't the same person, that one of you doesn't work for the other, that the two of you are working together, be together forever. It is easy when we start. We meet somebody, we want to talk all day, we can't get enough of each other, we want to learn everything about the other person. But there comes a day where you do know about as much as you can at any given moment about the other person. But the other thing that happens once you know them, now you're going to fall into a place of normalcy. Now you're just going to be in a place where everything is like, oh, yeah, I know that story. Oh, yeah, I've done that. Oh, yeah, I know he did that. Even when you go out, you hear the stories over and over again. You're meeting new people. Sometimes you cut them off. Sometimes you're like, oh, you told that story differently before. And you start talking like that in front of the people, and then it looks like the two of you are in discord. Being quiet and letting them present themselves the way they got to with you, which is what made you fall in love with them. Things get complicated when that feeling of getting to know somebody wears off. And now you're in every day. I have worked with people who are great in the beginning, but they don't know how to stay anywhere. They just don't know how to do it. So what they do is when they get there, things do start to change because now they've changed. They're like a little scared. They get insecure. They're not sure they deserve the other person. They're not sure they know how to be there, how to accept love. And that's usually what happens. Why did they change? That's why. How do you go back to that fork in the road and repave it with love? There's a couple of things that happen. And this is something that after I wrote up this show, and I was out last night, and we were out with a couple, and we were talking about storytelling, how great stories are. And the greatest relationships, believe it or not, were people who really loved the story of how they met. Like, really loved it. And it's amazing the growth that they feel over the years every time they tell that story. And they tell it again and again and again, and it refuels them. They re-meet each other every single time they tell the story. It's an amazing feeling that reignites that magic that keeps reminding you how simple it was. Just how simple it was. There's something to be said just about storytelling. Now let's take it a step further. Now you guys have been together for a little bit of time. You're getting used to being with each other. You're just starting to like really feel that, oh, wow, we're really together. We're really in sync. That's the simple part. Well, the more stories you both have to tell together, that you both get excited about, that make you laugh, that say, oh, honey, you know what? You need to tell that story. Oh, no, why don't you tell this one? I love the way you tell it. There comes this partnership that naturally forms, that rises above complications. It's such a magical event in our lives. We forget so many things that instead, the things that keep the relationship complicated, when you start holding things in, when you start, you know, these introductions of, oh, well, I better tell him this or better tell her that, and I better do, and all of a sudden it's like, you just don't know how to make it not be a problem, because now the problems you've had before in other relationships are the things that are showing up again because they were just never addressed. But instead, we start to feel bad. We start to think something's wrong, and then we go, uh-oh, that's gone. It's never gone. Reigniting the simplicity over and over again, it keeps the complications something you can deal with, because complications are always going to enter in. They're always going to enter in. It's an interesting thing when I see on Facebook, and I see it a lot, and I see when it says relationships and they say complicated. I don't even want to know what's behind that. But I did find that a lot of the people who have that word on their profile are the ones they're looking. Inbox on our on our Facebook is something sometimes I just want to get rid of, but then there's those few people that I know that write me. But most of it is people just throwing spaghetti on a wall, trying to find anybody and start a relationship. And when you go back and you look at their profile, it says complicated. And I think, what the heck? They're in a complicated situation, creating yet another one. But the reason I say they're throwing spaghetti on the wall, they're just wanting to see who will respond. And then they figure, wow, that person, you know, has no criteria. I don't live in the same country. I put complicated. Now I'm going to tell her, him, the whole story. And it's usually a poor me story. But what I found out later, as we start talking and people come to me and they're crying, they thought they were the only love of this person, that very person who was throwing the spaghetti on the wall and seeing who was going to answer back was that way with four or five different people. And I knew that like 7 or 8 years ago. But just that word complicated complicates things. Anything that's complicated, somebody in there didn't work out what they needed to work out. So you're getting someone who isn't working things out. But when you're in a relationship and you start to work those things out, you start to address them. Because things show up along the way in life. Once people become grandparents and they've been together for a long time, these kinds of things aren't even things to talk about. But what I get a lot of is people who started relationships, they're starting to blend their lives together, they're starting to meet each other's friends, they're starting to build a life of some kind together. And they run into this roadblock, and they run into that roadblock, and they're not really sure what just happened. But I will say that complicated is what you allow it to be. Complications in relationships are things we don't address. That's not the big, the big answer for today. The way we address those things will either solidify or separate the relationship. Couple, and I talked about them for a while, about a year ago. They were together, and they kept breaking up because the girl kept having this gut feeling like something was wrong. She didn't know what it was. And it drove her nuts because she kept thinking to herself, well, you know, it's really great when I'm with him and we, you know, go for walks and we hold hands and when we're out, he claims me in public. But he keeps wanting to take these trips alone. Over and over again, he wants to take trips alone. 3-day trips here, maybe a 10-day trip there, and he claims, well, you know, I have this travel buddy guy. And at first she's like, oh, you know, it sounds like normal, okay. But then once she lived through it, she's like, oh, something's wrong. So one day she's talking to him and she says to him, you know, how much of you do you think you're sharing with me? And he looks at her and he's like, well, I don't know. All of a sudden he felt like he was being called out. And he didn't want to answer. And then she said, I would guess that you're sharing about 80% of you with me, but I'm sharing 100% of me with you. And he looks at her and says, "That's about right." Now, when she heard that, their relationship got very complicated very quick. Because instead of a reassurance that, "No, honey, that's just how I am, and I'm really sorry you feel that way. Wow, what can we do so that you don't feel like you're, you know, in this by yourself?" He just says, "Yeah, I think you're right." So now she realizes they're not both in the same relationship. And let the complications begin. What was so simple, what was so easy, she started feeling like something was off because something was off. And what he wanted was someone there, literally just someone there, and then above the someone there, he wanted someone who would help with his kids when they were over. And then he wanted someone to travel with every once in a while, but he also wanted to travel himself. He wanted to do what he wanted to do. And then he wanted her 100% committed to him to do what he wanted to do as a family. So he was trying to do both, be single and have a relationship. Well, that hasn't worked out for him very well, because he is now single again. It's not easy for him. He can't figure out what's wrong. Came to me, I pointed it out, I spelled it out, I told him, I said it, she said it. Every relationship he's had has ended on that note. And he just said to me, "I've always been that way." And I said, "Well, you're always going to have the same result." It's not easy in this time in our history for somebody to commit time to another person and not have that person commit their time back if you plan to be together. Doesn't mean you're bad. It's your lifestyle. But your lifestyle isn't congruent with what people look for when they date or where they want to stay. So when you have a wild card like that and you feel like, "Hey, you know what? I disclosed that in the beginning that I like to travel on my own." You have to tell the person, in addition to that statement, that that very thing is what has broken up every single one of your relationships. To the point where you started lying and saying those are business trips, because you really wanted to go off on your own without your partner, which is counterintuitive to the partner. I don't know if that will continue, because that is to be seen. I have a question from Liam in the chat. Do you think couples are equal yoked first, or do they work on yoking each other, or a bit of both? Most people in the beginning of relationships feel like they're completely alike. "Oh my gosh, we're the same in this and we're the same in that." And it's crazy how this energy, you feel like, wow, but it's so powerful. And most of the time, when you feel that great in the beginning, it carries into the relationship. And there's a loyalty and there's this openness that exists until it doesn't. Now, people who stay together, that openness stays. They feel safe, they can say anything, they can do anything, they're fine, they get each other, they trust each other. It's when one starts pulling away, because that's what happens. And then when they start pulling away, the other one starts asking questions. They say, "Hey, we used to do this every night, why don't we do that anymore? Hey, we used to go here, why don't we do, hey, you never used to go out every Tuesday night, what's going on?" Or something like that, where it starts bringing people into questioning what they're doing together. But one of the beauties of relationships, one of the teachers of relationships, is that both people are each a person. So there's a lot to learn from each other. There's a lot to give to each other. There's a lot to share with each other. And so the thriving, I want to say that energy of the exchange going back and forth, bouncing here and there, and, you know, you start growing each other. You start getting involved in each other's lives as you know each other's friends. There's ones you like and get along with more or have more in common with or whatever, and those relationships grow, and you build this tree, bunch of branches, and the tree, just the root gets stronger and stronger over time. Then you can stay. That one man who wanted to travel and be in a relationship, but travel without his partner, also introduces his women, whenever he gets them, to all his friends. To every friend he has, everyone gets to meet her. Time will go by, and every time she makes plans with her friends, oh, you know, okay, we won't, I don't really want to do that. Oh. And then time goes by. Oh, I don't really want to do that. And then, you know, let's say a year goes by. Anybody that she knows is an inconvenience for him to meet. He doesn't want to drive out that far, or he doesn't want to, you know, meet them. It's not exciting to him. He doesn't know them. Very socially awkward, afraid to be seen, all these things. And then what happens is there's an isolation. They start excluding her life from their life. All of these kinds of things, these kinds of thoughts bring about a complicated part. So whenever there's complications, there's somebody who's not giving, somebody who's not doing, somebody who's not letting the relationship exchange. It's an energy exchange. I laugh because we always talk about energy exchanges, that there has to be, the ball has to be bouncing back and forth. And then I thought, it's just like when you go to a store. Nobody lets you buy anything without money. You don't just walk in and take what you want and leave. There has to be an exchange. You have to give them something to get something. Now, it doesn't mean you give to get back all your life, but with energy, that actually has to happen for you to feel like you're interacting. The exchange might just be a thank you. The exchange might be working together and you doing your part and them doing theirs. The exchange might be that you give and the feeling you get back for giving, for helping, for sharing is so huge. That's where you're fed. And as long as we're fed, as long as we're growing, as long as we're thriving, those things are markers that keep you in jobs, that keep your relationships with your children, with your friends, with your partners, with your coworkers. There might be people that we meet, even in relationships where we think we're going to stay forever, where we go in and things just happen really, really fast. It's almost like on acceleration. And then you realize one day that, oh my gosh, I only was meant to meet this person to teach me this and this and this. But I wasn't meant to stay here forever. Wow, that's weird. I really thought I was going to be here forever. But then we think of it as failure. And when we think of it as failure, we don't want to leave because now we want to try. And that complicates a relationship. Because you don't get that kind of relationship very much. And we don't accept it for what it is because we don't want to think something's wrong with us. It may happen only once or twice in your life, naturally. Because, you know, once you start dating as a younger person, you do meet people that you may be attracted to for one reason or another. but they may not be ultimately the right person for you. There's somebody who's growing you along the way to learn who is the right person for you. But we have such an unforgiving nature. But when there's a breakup and people say, oh, but the younger people, and I want to say younger, in their 20s now, in 2018, they're in their 20s. They understand that process. I remember somebody saying, I sure hope my partner and I don't break up. I just don't want to go through another breakup. They take so long to get over. And I thought, wow, do you know how much insight it takes to say that? And by the way, they're still together. They've been together and they'll probably get married. But that healthiness towards understanding that, wow, you know, I hope we work because we're so good. I'm happy. I don't want to lose this person. Well, when you say those things and the other person knows those things and feels those things, they feel the caring. They feel the awareness. They feel that openness in that this is a choice that you both have made and you're happy about it. Just saying how you feel when you're in a relationship where somebody can't say they love you, there's something really, really blocked in there. Does it mean they're bad? No. But we need to hear and feel and exchange and keep the ball bouncing. Even us on the radio show, every morning, when I don't do the radio show, I miss the bouncing ball. I miss the thriving. I miss the feelings. Or when we post, there's somebody talks about the show, or I put the show on there and somebody makes a comment. The learning never stops. So it keeps us together. If I got on every single day, and there's some topics that we've talked about to ad nauseum. Yet every time we talk about them, there's like a new thing to learn about it. And that is something that Christ said. Everything we learn goes back to truth, love, and purity. We'll just keep learning those things over and over and over again. But we'll learn them in greater depth over time. Not to be scared when we question things. Not to feel like something's wrong when we have to address things, but to have the power to address them, to have the strength to address them, to have the tools to address them. Relationships are complicated when we hold back, when we exclude parts of ourselves, when we make the kind of commitments that need to be earned in a relationship too early on. You can't tell somebody you've met in 1 week you will love them forever, even though you probably will. Whether you stay with them or not would be another story, but that puts a pressure because it's hard to exchange such a big energy exchange when there hasn't been enough knowledge to support it. That's why I say the faster you get in is as fast as you're going to come out. How well you leave a relationship tends to determine how we remember the relationship is what Liam just wrote in the chat. And how you leave a past relationship will most likely be how you leave the next one. So just be clean, be honest, be real with what you're doing. Say, this doesn't work for me. I can't deal with that kind of travel schedule. I'm okay. It's going to be hard, but I'm going to try to go on. You guys, tomorrow is Dream Theme Thursday. I will see you. Time's already up. That goes by so fast. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to today's Daily Dose of the Nadia Khalil Morning Show. To learn more, visit www.nadiakhalil.com.